Okay, so we are here for another podcast. This is a little late, sure. It's not Wednesday, as we usually record our podcast right before we can actually watch the challenge. But we decided, we have a little talk with Nelson, and we decided that we actually wanted to watch the show first before we actually do the show. And I agree with you. It makes way more sense.
Well, before we do it, before the show airs, it's more of a prediction-based show where it's like, now we can just talk about what happened on the show, which is what everyone does podcast-wise, but I guess...
But it's true, though. It makes more sense because now we have a staff to talk about instead of trying to guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, we have a whole episode of stuff that happens.
And we can guess what's going to happen next
episode, week, yeah.
So, dipping into this episode... we talk about, like, last week, what NTV does, that, you know, basically, they give you a little hint who's going out at the beginning. If you're not into this kind of hints, just don't listen to this. Just skip it for 1 minute. But I don't know if you noticed, as soon as the episode starts, who was the first person that they show?
Ashley got the most camera time, yeah. It's classic reality TV.
It's insane.
Setup, yeah.
It's like, it's fun, but now that I know it, I wish I didn't.
Though they do sometimes throw you for a loop where they set you up to think it's something and then it's not.
Well, in this one, they play that a little because it was in my mind when I have someone that we watch the challenge with. She listens to the podcast.
Nice.
And she's a huge challenge person too. And I said to her before the show started, I said, like, hey, I think this person is going to go. And it was Maddie. She also got quite a TV time in that show when they were arguing with Ashley.
Before that, too, she was like, she was plotting with Ashley. They were like friends.
But that's what I'm saying. She's getting a lot of air time, which is good for her. It's really, really good for her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, you're right. Like, they're trying to throw you off being like, okay, now that you know our trick, being like, oh, okay, so we're going to do this. We're going to show you a lot of the person that is going to get eliminated, but we're going to mix it with someone else so you get a little confused and then you don't know really who's going to
And then they brought the D-mix into it, right?
That's the other thing. They brought D and then you're like, who's actually going home?
Yeah, and it's weird because it's still pretty early in the season, but the girls, it's like, no rookies going in. You're going for like vets, guys. Like, that's just how the cards fell for the girls. And like we said before, there's a lot of strong girls in this season. So like, the fact that a rookie, like, you know, maybe Bailey or not a rookie, but Big T, second season, still like.
I love
it. Great personality.
She just got my heart with that fucking. I don't know if you remember probably this because it's in my Instagram. And bro, I played that scene like probably like 20 times. If you're my neighbor, you probably hear me 20 times being like, wah! Because it was funny. Just the fact that
it
like.
It was.
I never see. I know Bananas does it all the time when like someone is arguing and then he's like making that face of like, what's happening? Just being like an asshole that he is.
He's instigating it. Yeah. I love that.
But then Big T is just sitting there with a fucking lime in her hand and salt. And then she's just going and her eyes, though. That was the best freaking thing. Bro, I watch a lot of episodes. I think that's the best thing I have watching the challenge. It's so freaking simple. Yes. It's so freaking simple and so stupid.
You know what was funnier from this last episode when Ashley and Maddie were going at it, not really physically, but they're getting in each other's face. And Bear is trying to separate them. Bear is wearing swimming goggles while doing it. You gotta notice it.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's for like a split sort of second, but Bear is wearing swimming goggles and he's trying to break up a fight. Obviously, he's like he's super drunk. He sprayed this stuff and caused that fight, really.
Bro.
I would have been annoyed had that happened.
I would be.
If I was in the room when he sprayed a full fire extinguisher.
I agree with Ashley. That's chemicals.
It is, yeah.
Like, especially that's not good to breathe.
Especially in a confined room, too. Like, the whole room was white.
And, bro, if you spray a little, sure. If you make it as a joke, just like, hey, guys, that's it. Bro, I think he went, how do you call that, extinguisher? Whatever the name is that? The fire, how do you call that?
Extinguisher, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, my pronunciation. So when he sprayed that shit, bro, you couldn't see anything. And when they the girls started coming out of the room, it was like they were like full of makeup, but like a
and
bad
it's like,
makeup.
Why did he spray that? It's he was trying to. I know he was trying to like. He wants Kayla's attention, but like,
do you think he got it? He did.
Well, they've been leading us on this Bear and Kayla are gonna hook up trail for like 3 episodes now. And for those who don't know, Kayla has a boyfriend, so it is a big deal that she's gonna hook up with Bear. And then finally, again in this episode, they show like a clip of them like making out in a bathroom for like a split second.
Yeah, it was.
But for like 3 straight episodes, they were like thinking we're gonna see something. You know,
how bad would it be for the boyfriend?
I mean, that's
like
it's the worst.
See 3 episodes.
Of well, it them- depends. Like sometimes when it happened, is she gonna call him like while still on the show? Like,
well,
you
she's
get
not,
like one
she's-
phone call like a week or something.
I think the like reality TV are not. They just because they forget, right? They're living and they have this contract that they cannot say anything that happened in the show, like nothing at all, to no one.
Because well, there's can been you imagine, times where like they've had to call their like
true,
daughter.
But that's different. That's when like for example, Dean, when she was sick, boom, they have to call. You know, it's
yeah,
different.
Yeah. But like in Kayla's case also. Would, like until she either got out or whenever she got out, you gotta go home and be like, hey, like this is gonna come out in a couple months' time.
Do you think she did it though?
Well, she has a boyfriend now because I follow her on Instagram.
Is it the same guy that she was dating?
I don't know that though. Because I followed Kayla back in the day and then I unfollowed her for. It's Bear too. And Bear is the best because remember when Bear was with all that season where he was into Georgia, but she didn't know he had a girlfriend at home. And then he was on the phone with her and she's like, you're on the phone with your girlfriend. He's like, no, it's me cousin.
It's me cousin.
And yeah. She believed him.
Bro, he's such a like latest guy. I thought I was a latest guy.
Bear is like the best TV. It well, it's like Kayla said. She's like, I would never date you.
Well, she said it in this episode. Like,
yeah.
God, it's just, you're so persistent. That's why, like, yeah. I like that guy.
I get
like
that too, because I'm kind of a persistent guy too. Not if a girl has a boyfriend. Bear's like, I don't give a crap. Persistent.
I know, but bro, like,
you're also on a show stuck with all these people all the time.
You also have to know that everyone else is watching you. It's not just because I think they forget, bro. Like this TV people, I think sometimes they forget they have cameras. Like they know, but they forget that that's going worldwide. Like yeah. Bro, would you again out of the topic? Actually, let's call Sam and I will ask her this question. Call Sam because I gotta ask a girl this question, and it's crazy though because in my brain, I wouldn't say a guy that I seen he's going crazy, you know.
Good morning.
Sam, you're already Hello? Live, so don't swear. Oh. I'm kidding. You can swear anytime. So I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking with Nelly here about the Bear and Kayla situation in which mm-hmm. she has a boyfriend back home, but she's
yeah.
flirting with this guy. You watched the episode already.
I don't know if she was flirting with him.
She was a little.
Bear
though.
Was being persistent.
Yes,
yeah,
and,
he's very persistent.
But,
yes
I,
and
but
no, though.
Being a persistent guy myself, I know that like after a while, girls like it's like at first they're like it's like they're almost like you're pathetic, and after a while they're like, hey, this is actually kind of charming.
Well,
after a while, it does wear off, and they get flattered by it. I know that for a fact.
But bro, let's be honest. If a girl wanna like shut someone down, she could.
She kind of did.
Yes and no, because she's still giving him attention, in my opinion.
And
again,
you know she likes it too.
That's what I'm saying. She likes that attention. And then, of course, he's like, okay, she's not giving me that vibe of, like, just hooking up with her. But she's still giving me, like a door open for me to flirt a little. You know what I mean?
Like, she said, like, she told me he's attractive. But, like, also said he's really, like, driving her crazy, like, annoying.
She's also said, she's like, I would never date you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she hooked up with him. Well, not hooked up, but she kissed him
also,
in the bathroom.
Also, you're not getting, if she has a boyfriend, you're used to that, like, male affection and all that stuff, and then you're stuck in this house, you know, and you get a couple of drinks, and we know Kayla's
her drinks,
yeah,
pee.
Oh, from the...
And then she pees.
When she peed Corey's bed, yep, a few seasons back. Yeah.
But okay, listen. This is the question I need to ask Sam. So the question was like, after you see someone on TV, national TV or worldwide, you've seen that person hooking up with all these ladies, would you hook up with him? Would you believe him?
Like, me personally, like, no. No, because he's like, I'm in love with you. But, like, last season, he, like, had a crush on someone else. So he just, like, there's a thing about people who, like, don't like to be, like, alone or lonely. And I feel like he has that personality.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they all watch the shows. Kayla watched the shows. She saw what he did to Georgia. That Nelson, you brought that up. Like, what
this
was it?
Got. What, like the cousin thing?
Yeah, what was it? Tell me again, what was it?
Well, when he was into Georgia,
uh-huh,
and they were like very like close, but Georgia didn't know that he had a girlfriend back home, and she caught him talking to her on the phone. He's like, oh, I love you, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, and she's like, you have a girlfriend. And he's like, no, it's me cousin I'm talking to. And she believed him and took him back.
So that's what I'm saying. So Kayla knows all of this. Do you think she didn't watch the last episode?
No, she definitely did.
I saw Bear on his season of X on the Beach UK, and that's you have to watch that. Find Bear's season from 2 years back when he was on X on the Beach UK. He was even wilder and funnier and crazier.
Well, I remember that show. He used to go for guys too. I just said that out there. Like,
really?
he has kissed guys too. Just being like,
in like a serious way though, or in a joking way, because he's kind of,
I don't know if that is
guy.
I don't know if that is a British thing. We probably have
he's
to.
He's pretty like eccentric though.
He's
so.
Yeah,
very crazy,
I can see him
though.
Doing that. I don't think he's like into guys. I don't know though. So
but, I don't like, know. I saw a bunch of kids.
He's definitely into girls. We know that.
Well, 100% into girls.
Yeah.
So,
but they've been stringing us along with this Bear and Kayla thing for like 3 episodes. Let's see some action, guys.
They need to give us one episode, then just full banging. I'm kidding.
Kayla's like boyfriend or whoever is like sit there. She's like, come on, guys, just get this over with. Like,
yes, just move on.
Yeah.
And the poor guy, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she's, is that, do you know if the guy Kayla's with now was the boyfriend that she would have been with at the time?
I don't
of filming?
Know.
Because she has
question.
A boyfriend now. But I followed her back in the day, and then I unfollowed her for a while, and then I refollowed her recently.
Why
so
do
I don't
you
know.
Follow her just for the drama?
Well, I follow a lot of people.
She posted a picture 4 days ago with a guy.
Yeah, so that's the guy she's with now. But like,
the same guy.
I don't know if it's the, like, what did he stay with her? Like,
now
see
I'm
how
curious.
Far he goes back pretty far though. Lots of pictures of them.
Yeah, because they would have filmed this maybe late
okay, 5 months
last year.
Ago. 5 months ago.
So like before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 5 months ago. Okay.
Maybe.
He's still there in January.
I don't see a picture that you guys are talking about with the guy.
Oh, he's
about?
All over her social media. She posts
yeah.
him like every day. If you go to Kayla's Instagram.
Oh, I think I'm watching the wrong Kayla.
Kayla Casillas. Yeah, she has like... Oh,
Kayla Casillas?
Casillas,
sure
yeah.
That.
Guys, come on, be Spanish here. Casillas.
The last one with him in it is from January, though. So like.
January? Yeah, it doesn't answer... Yeah, before that, it's literally just her. Yeah, October. Yeah, there's no guy pictures before that.
So we're going to maybe say this is a different dude.
Being worse.
Yeah, it's got it. Well, if my girl cheated on me on TV and embarrassed me, it's like you're not only embarrassing me in real life and disrespecting me, but now on national television, yeah, that's got to be over.
I know, but like it's happened so often on the show. Like anyone who comes on the show with like a boyfriend or girlfriend who's not from the challenge, like always cheats on them.
Yeah, especially back in the older season. That was like so
yeah,
common.
Now they don't show anything. Like,
now it's not
like,
as much hooking up as there used to be.
It's very PG-13.
Yeah. Everyone's getting a little older.
Well, that too.
I think they still hook up though.
No, like they would show that because that's good TV.
Yeah, but like now there's more regulations and people get offended more now.
That's what I'm saying.
Like now people, if someone
like
is,
they
like,
used to put pranks on people and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like back in the day, they used to like not show them having sex, but you will see the blankets moving. Now they don't even show that.
Because nobody wants to do it anymore.
I think they do. They just like, they're more.
They've all learned better. Like,
or they just do
weapon.
It in the bathroom. The bathroom, because that's the safest.
Yeah, but they used to, remember when they used to show like, the camera guy used to be there for like a good half an hour And then they come out sweating like crazy and laughing like, nothing happened. We were just showering.
Well, that's what I would say too.
And like all the other host people, like all the other like competitors, like spy on them through like the bathroom, like window something.
You have to like see what, you know.
Okay, talking about like relationships and the challenge. You guys saw that Corey has a new little baby
with Taylor from Are You the One?
Did you watch that?
Well, he has a kid with Cheyenne originally, who was on the Are You the One? And
wait, she was at the challenge.
She was on the challenge one season.
She was partnered with used to think he was Bananas. Like he wanted to be like Bananas.
No, Tony.
Damn, what's his name? He's blonde guy, and he's very like he wants to sound very intellectual, like Wes too. Devin.
Oh, Devin. I like Devin.
Yeah. He's a mix between Bananas and Wes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Devin and Cheyenne were together.
And Cheyenne were together for that season.
But like, yeah, and then now he was with Taylor, who I don't like at all.
She's hella cute though. You don't like her?
Not my type.
I
just didn't like her on Are You the One.
Okay.
I thought she was just like the worst. Like, I didn't see anything.
She's very fake.
No, just like she's just always like seems like she's mad or like doesn't like.
You know,
moody.
Like,
yeah, she has like permanent like bitch face.
You're cutting out all the bitch face girls in your life.
No, I'm just saying Taylor. Like, if you have that, I don't care about that. But like, it's her personality I don't like.
Okay.
But he's been with her for a long time.
Do you think? She will go back to the challenge?
Who?
Taylor,
I don't think ever did the challenge.
No, I think she only did Are You the One. I don't think she ever went on the challenge.
She did Are You the One, yeah. And then she did another show too.
No, she might. How do they know each other then?
That's how she met Cole. Well,
because all the MTV people hang out together.
Yeah, they do like events. Yeah, the MTV. I've noticed that a lot of shows have, and obviously the Are You the One, the challenge connections there.
I'm curious. I think she was on the challenge. Or she was with something with Corey.
Taylor, she did another show. I mean, I think she did X on the Beach as well.
Maybe that's why. And oh, yes. Corey was there.
I think that's where they met.
Yeah. Like, and then Corey and Cheyenne did like Teen Mom too.
What?
Yeah.
They were on Teen Mom with their baby, like their kid together.
She's not a teen.
She looked like a baby when she first came.
But she's not like what?
Maybe 19?
I don't think they're gonna show
I don't think they're gonna show like a big relationship with
a mature
guy.
Well, it's good
TV
because people
though.
Know her and know Corey. I remember Corey's season in Real World.
Real World?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Throwing it back.
Yeah. You didn't watch a lot of the Real World?
Well, I watched a lot of Real World. But I don't remember where he was. Which one was it?
But he was a while ago.
I don't know.
Well, they haven't done it in so long.
Who else was in that Real World?
He was on Real World Explosion, like in 2014.
Holy, you got good memory. Are you Googling that or what?
I Googled it.
Okay,
oh,
got
he was
it.
On
it's
Real
smart.
World with Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna.
Oh, so I was with Jay too. Awesome.
Jay and Jenna. Yeah, Jenna's
boyfriend. Oh, I remember
watching boyfriend.
It was crazy.
I do. Yeah, they brought their exes in, right?
Yeah,
halfway, they thought they were having fun and then they brought all their exes in.
Well,
and
that's
they had
why it's called Explosion.
And, yeah, Ashley was Ashley too.
Well, that's the one that Ashley was like
Ashley
really
Mitchell
ratchet.
She was a really bad.
She's still not ratchet.
Yeah, but she was a really bad person.
But in that one, she was
too.
Really bad though. She's like, well, I just hooked up with one guy yesterday, but it's just because he has a lot of money. I was like, wait, what?
You're saying that
on national TV? Like, I get it. Like, it's okay to like money, but bro, like,
she got kicked out of the house during the.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she did. She didn't remember that she was like on the little. They have the gates. That faced the street, she couldn't open those. And she was like screaming,
She was drunk.
Oh my God,
let me in. Walk back from the bar.
Yeah. And then they didn't let her in.
That season's crazy.
Yeah. That season is crazy. I don't miss Jay.
Jay.
I don't miss him at all.
Thomas?
Oh my goodness.
Wasn't Tom
the one with Kara, like?
Yeah. I think it was the brother.
Oh my gosh. Because he's whoever's brother, right? Or was he? No.
He had a twin brother.
That on the season
he had
they
a twin
did,
brother,
The one where you did it with like a whatever. Yeah, that was the season. Carr was like still kind of with Abram, but then she was like on the bus with Thomas.
It was funny because
I think Carr won that season.
That's the only time I see Carr with a normal person. I'm sorry to say Abraham.
What, Abram? Well, Paulie's not that unnormal. He's just a
Oh my gosh, no, they're the worst. I miss Tara and Abram.
Like, okay. Well, Abram was wild.
That guy he was wild too, still, but like that guy crazy. Is so
the scariest Paulie's guy
like
on
a
the
jerk.
Yeah, Paulie has like a Napoleon complex.
I hate Paulie. If I ever seen Paulie, I just so wish that he start fighting with me about anything. I think he's just like that kind of guy that just scares people just by the way he like flex and scream.
Dude, he's like 5'6".
That's what I'm saying. But not. He screamed like a freaking chihuahua that he was like, what the fuck you think? So, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like a small CT.
I also like, I feel like I don't believe in my that, dislike for him is amplified by my dislike for Kara.
You don't like Kara, huh?
I used to root for Kara.
I used to really like her, but then she started dating Paulie, and now I don't like her anymore. I think she's gotten super arrogant, but she doesn't win anything anymore either. Like
it was after the Kyle thing, when the Kyle Paulie thing happened. Kara spent once Kyle like didn't want to be with her, she spent like a whole season moping, and then she met Paulie, and then Paulie and Kyle, whatever.
It was
the worst.
I don't understand how a guy in a full relationship with this girl, how he still support that.
Well, no, he's insecure about Kyle because
why?
He knows Paulie knew this is from a few. Like Paulie knew Kara still wanted Kyle, even though he was with her, and that's got to be such an unnervy feeling for a guy. Like when you know your girl still
then just
wants.
Just don't be with that girl. Like you should still have feeling for someone else.
They're
I
just
know.
A weird couple, Kara and Paulie. Like on paper, yeah. Are they still together?
I think they are.
I'm pretty sure. Like they might never break up. They're crazy.
Ugh, yeah.
It's a stupid. I don't like that, bro. Like the fact that you just said it. Like there was one full season. They were basically everything Kyle did. Paulie was like, "Well, you know what? Like I'm gonna put you in because you did this to Kara."
Yeah.
At the beginning, they make it seem like, "Well, I just don't
like
you."
But then I think after a while, they were like, "Okay, this is funny at this point. Let's stop." And then last season, which you didn't watch, which. This is not going to make sense. Paulie and Kara were the worst. Like, they made all these horrible decisions that put them in a terrible spot at the end. And, well.
That's why they're not in the season, bro.
Well, yeah, I remember Kara said she was going to take a break anyway.
Which is probably for the better.
Well, the MTV was like, well, we're bored of you anyway. So.
I don't think she's getting that much TV time. Like, she's not going to, in my opinion, unless they do, like, a reunion
of, like,
a challenge.
I've never seen someone, like, other than, like, CT going from the crazy psycho dude to like the calm dad cruising to the final. Kara's change is so drastic from like likable underdog girl that you kind of root for because you feel like she's got potential and she's not getting like a fair shot to just this arrogant, like most repulsive personality traits.
You know what I think? I think she was that girl that was getting bullied. She became the bully.
Yeah.
Because she's now the
That's exactly
of-
it.
Yeah, like she's the kind of girl now that she's basically bullying all her girls.
Because like, they used to like I feel like Bananas and them used to pick on her super hard too. Like I remember her crying a lot because like she felt bullied in the house.
But even that was in like
that person.
But even that was in like a way like Kenny and all them tough too. Like when they used to pick on Sarah, right?
Yeah,
it's just how life used
to
be.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a good thing to bully, but like I think they were picking on her and more in like. Not a harmless way, but not such like a bullying way,
like a little sister way.
Yeah, and that actually I think helps. Well, depending on the person, but like that can help. Like where it's like it actually made me tougher, and I think that's the case with Sarah and Kara because you saw them just grow and grow from then on, right? Like,
well, Sarah, I miss Sarah. I wish she was back.
Well,
in the
Sarah
challenge, so.
Got the confidence when she won Jordan.
Wasn't the last one that she was with Bananas?
Yeah, took all that money, she's like, I'm done.
I'm not coming back.
She worked so hard to get to that final and like did the whole final. And then
they just talk about embarrassment. Like how embarrassing that is.
Like the Ashley stealing from Hunter wasn't that bad. That was the weakest final I've ever seen.
That was bad.
Everybody was like, okay, Ashley, like you're right. Like,
oh yeah, because Hunter degraded her all season. Like,
and Hunter did, like he cared, but he wasn't as dramatic as Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, Sarah did a great TV on
I
that one.
I don't get... I know it's TV and you got it, but, like, if you could put me with my biggest rival, if there's $1 million stake, we got to be best friends. I will put that as anything. You could do horrible things.
And TV rivals is nothing.
And then, yeah, I'd steal the money at the end, too.
Would you?
100%.
I don't know if I could if I felt like it was an equal partnership.
Well, that's what that's the Ashley one I saw coming was the Bananas one because they had grown together so much and they actually had like a good relationship by the end of it. I was like, oh, like he would never because him and Sarah are on such good terms. He was proud of her. She was proud of him. And then he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. But like also, he gave her credit even like in Bananas, the little side reviews, I remember.
Yeah. But Bananas is like, that's the role he is. He's the villain.
He's higher for that. But then it's like, would you be able to go to sleep knowing that you took $500,000 or whatever you took from someone else?
Bro, sleeping on that $300,000 mattress Drake bought the other day. I'll sleep just fine. I'd sleep just fine. Buying one of those.
It's hard. I feel like
it depends on the person, like you said. I don't know, like knowing the person I am. Like if I'm like, cause I just growing up with teams and like you love all your teammates stuff. If I had a relationship with someone I didn't like, and then like we grew, I would probably.
I just don't think I could like live with myself, like taking, unless it was like maybe somebody who had lots of money and I was like, you don't really need this.
True. So Bananas always argues that Sarah's married to him is a multimillionaire. Yeah.
And he's
like divorced now and has a new boyfriend.
Oh, right. Does she?
She had a bunch of student debt that she wanted to use that money for.
That's right.
That's what she said, right?
That's what made it worse. That's what made it sad. Yeah, but she was like, I need this money like really bad. Now, if she had said like, hey, like my mom is this super sick, like on Survivor, it's like I'm doing this for my family, like my mom's sick, my kids, blah, blah, blah. If she had that story and he did it, that's
a different story. If you take the money from someone that is trying to save someone's life.
Yeah, of course. I don't think there's many people.
But then everyone will be like, oh, no, you can take it all. If you need to, you can take it all.
Yeah, where it's like Ashley taking it from Hunt. Like, duh.
Ashley?
Didn't she buy... I'm pretty sure she bought boobs.
The first time she won. When she won boobs. The same season she won when CT won that season, well, she came back with boobs.
She said it this episode. I don't know if you guys missed that, but she's like, what do you think? These ones are free? And then she just like,
no, she was
her
like, I gotta support,
like that?
I gotta support my sister. She's like, these bitches are expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Ashley being Ashley.
I love Ashley.
I'm
surprised
crazy.
She didn't like lose it on everybody. She's actually like handled herself like kind of okay.
I'm shocked.
She has changed a lot too. She's more like, she's not as wild.
Well, they caught
onto
her game
though.
Because she was just walking to the end of these games, like playing this role, and then Bananas kind of exposed her a bit. But
that's what happened to Bananas. When Bananas is sent early, he goes home.
Well, that's why
he's going
to
wait. He's going to wait until
because
the end.
The trend so far is like that rookies go in, but like everyone up there is not a single rookie was up for.
There's been just good finals right now because everything changes. Because
like, some people want to go.
That's because people want to secure that. Because the farther you get in the game, the harder people are going to play because they're so close to a final that they're going to do their 100%. They're 200%.
Yeah, you're going to get stuck in like the one right before the final and you're gonna have to go against like Jenny and then
well,
you're
that's
gonna
why
be done
I think
for.
Well, it's better to go 10
I have
go,
this
like,
thing
third.
Where I think Tori they're gonna just try and freeze her out like if you just don't like they're just
put
like
her,
okay
like
we
not
just
put her in
yeah so she's gonna have to win one and then get everyone to nominate herself to go in because Tori like wants to go in now that one yesterday because like you like Maddie and all them were like you want to go in that one would be a little dicey that's a chance one more than a because it's luck, right? You got to pick the right things to hit.
Yeah. And how
I know. Well, and Tori was like, I don't want to go in if it's like a puzzle.
Oh,
and
definitely
it
not
like,
Tori
it was
for
a puzzle,
puzzles. Yeah.
Kind of.
It was.
It was a puzzle.
Yeah. And when obviously Dee didn't know the challenge season, she had like, I was like, come on, Inferno was forever ago. You have to know that one was the early.
That was my first thought. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Inferno's definitely first.
I was talking
so
to one
long
earlier.
Ago.
That was the first season of the challenge I watched. Or Inferno 2.
Inferno 2. Yeah. Tell me, you were going to say the story and I cut you out when we were talking like a few minutes.
Oh, I was telling one. I remember the first time I watched the challenge and it was maybe the third or fourth episode into the Inferno 2 and I was just sitting at my parents' house doing nothing. I don't know. When did that come out? 2005? Five? So I would have been...
Well, Inferno was four.
2004? So I would have been like grade nine. Yeah.
They used to do it every year.
I'm old, so I was 14. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so I was 14.
I'm also old. I'm the same oldness as you.
Same oldness, yeah. Juan's a little older.
Shut up! People need to know this.
Well, you called me old.
Oh my god. Well, anyways, I'm young, okay? I look 20.
True. Anyways, yeah, I was legit, like, I guess a grade died. Yeah, I was like playing very serious soccer, so I didn't even have a job yet. But I remember sitting and like I just turned on the TV, started watching, and I was like, oh, like I used to watch MTV and Much Music just for the music. Yeah, like, yeah. And then this show was on, and it was like they were doing like a challenge, and like I think I remember Darrell and all them were on it.
And the the challenge used to be fun because it was so simple. Like now they have like this production helicopters.
And at that age, you're starting to get into reality TV more so. Like when you're a kid, you don't. 14 is what I was. So I was like, and then there was hooking up and drinking. And of course, I'm like, want to see what that's all about. Like, and that's when I remember it was the Inferno too. I can picture, I have the picture in my head of me just watching it. And then I, for some reason, I would just figure it out when it was on and I would watch every week. And then I went back and watched like The Gauntlet, which I think was one or two before that.
That was the one with the watermelon. The one that CT. Johnny and...
And then from then on, I just couldn't stop watching.
What is Johnny's archie enemy? The gay guy.
Tyler?
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
The
yeah,
one that
Tyler,
they were like...
Evan.
Yeah, Evan was my favorite.
That elimination was the best. I don't think you can handle 50 watermelons. Yeah. Okay, throw them in. And that skinny guy is like, he pulled it off. I was like, whoa.
Well, that's like they're seeing about Jay.
It's yes! Skinny.
I told people, because if you watch Jay on Survivor, you knew what kind of heart the kid
I
has.
I think you watched the show before because I'm fully percent supporting Jay. I think he's going to win, though. Like, he... Players are scared of him now.
And he's kind of... he's a smart kid, too. He's savvy. Like, he figures things out quickly. Oh. And, like...
Yeah, like, he did super well in the challenge yesterday.
Kill it!
Even. And everybody was like, everybody's underestimated. Jay, like, look at him, like, throw these giant puzzle pieces around, like.
Yeah, if it's like a hall brawl or a wrestling match, obviously he's the smallest guy there, you know.
But the way he is,
he figures out ways to make things even in certain cases.
I think
like,
it's because of Survivor.
Survivor's a different.
Just
animal,
because
man.
You have to survive,
and you're surviving,
so you'll find like you're finding ways to just make it work no matter what.
While
it
the
is,
Survivor the challenges aren't like hand to hand, like combat-y, they're very physical. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more swimming and underwater stuff. Like, there were some challenges like untying knots. It's like Survivor. It's like dive 10 feet down underwater and untie a couple pieces of puzzle.
And that then, gives me anxiety just to think about
it. And he's doing it all on a bowl of rice a day.
Do you remember that? Do you guys remember that? What challenge was that? The one that they have like these little bubbles under the water that they have to swim from one little bubble to the next one to the next one. And
I remember.
Oh, there's air pockets that they got to get up in. That bananas. God. I think bananas did well at that one. Did he win that one?
I don't know who did well on that one. But that one gave me so much anxiety. Because
the good swimmers are like, bananas is good and Wes is really good.
I don't think Wes was.
No.
But that one, I was like, oh my God,
I know anything swimming related. Wes was like a college swimmer.
Yeah, competitive swimmer or something. And isn't Kara a good swimmer too?
No, I don't.
Is she? That's why she has like that great back. Have you seen Kara's back? She's like,
pull ups every morning. Jordan's a good swimmer too.
Yeah, and there's a couple of people who I remember, like, I don't know if it's last season or the season before, and they were like rookies, but they would swim and they like killed everybody in swimming. And people were like, whoa.
Well, I always say this. I don't know if we said this before, but it's like, I don't get it. If you're going to go on Survivor or the challenge, and then get people on Survivor and they don't know how to swim. Or they can swim, obviously, because I don't think they'd put him on a show.
Turbo didn't know how to swim.
Well, Turbo, he could keep, like, I think, obviously, they do a swimming test, like, you keep yourself afloat. But he couldn't swim efficiently well.
Well, the challenge, I remember him swimming in that little pool trying to swim. And he was like
a
little dog.
I think he tried to, like, learn, though. He was like, okay, I'm not great at swimming. But
as a former, swim instructor,
Wes.
People start swimming, they're just using their arms. It's like, use your legs. It's way more power and does way more for you.
And you weigh, like, you probably weigh less energy.
You're pulling your full rest of your body if you're just swimming.
I don't know. I think this whole episode was crazy.
I
was good. Sorry to close it out like that. But
I was shocked that Ashley was down to nobody so early. Like, she was trying to cut a deal with Maddie right off the bat, and then like fast forward 5 whole minutes, they're fighting.
Yeah,
they're fighting each other.
Well, she did. She like literally spit on somebody, which I kind of agree with Maddie. Like, I think that's a fairly big sign of disrespect. Like,
even if Bear did this stupid thing, that would be so annoying. If I was in that room, I would have fought Bear.
What is more disrespectful?
The fire I would have grabbed that fire extinguisher and shot it right in his face.
We talk about it. I'll be mad. It's chemical. You're messing with my breathing. Yeah. You're messing with my face, with my everything.
Now, if I wasn't in that room, so, it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. If you're
like
outside,
a terrible
you're
person, I thought it was like pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I wasn't in that room, it's hilarious.
Even if I was in the room and didn't, like, if I wasn't in charge of cleaning up after, then I would be fine with it. I'd be like, oh, that was pretty funny.
Do you think he was part of the cleanup crew?
Like, you think the challenge producer's like, Bear?
Bear, you have to clean your mess.
I saw a fire. I had to put it out. Taylor's so hot. I had to put it out.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious if he said that on TV.
That's something Bear would say.
Yeah, 100%.
It's something he would say. He sits outside a room being like, let's laugh and pretend to laugh.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes. What's the point of that?
It's what girls, it's like a long, I feel like, thinning stereotype of females where you pretend to laugh like around your ex or the guy you like so people think you're having a good time.
Oh, or he's trying to like get her attention even.
Yeah, he's trying to be like, oh, like so she can hear that he's out there and also that he's like enjoying himself.
Yeah, okay. That I didn't understand that.
Hmm.
That really threw me off. He's like, I was like, why is he asking him if some guy was just gonna pretend to laugh with me? I'm like, huh?
You learn things working in bars for a long time.
Oh, like the awkward stuff you see. And
all the moves.
Oh, but that's a weird move. I never freaking,
I didn't know that.
That's more of like a high school thing.
Yo, bro, like, I was gonna say, yeah, like what
this
the fuck,
girl
like,
I liked right here, dude. Let's pretend to laugh.
Let's laugh.
Yo, can you laugh so she thinks I'm funny?
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's interesting.
Yeah, or like a girl, or you're talking to like another guy, and your like ex boyfriend or something is standing near you, and you just go like talking to that guy, and out of nowhere, start pretending to laugh when he walks by you, so you like you're like having a good conversation with another guy.
Oh my,
if that makes sense.
That listen, we're gonna do a full podcast of you giving us advice on how to get girls.
Don't do that. Don't do what I just said.
Yeah,
you don't want those kind of girls.
One needs the advice. You should take advice from one Bear. That's how you get girls. Try that out. See how the fire extinguisher thing goes.
I think you and Nelson need to go on like I guess when social distancing is over, like a stroll and then pretend to laugh near people and see if people come up to you and talk to you.
I could be one.
Let's make it
happen.
Let's go. No, I'm good for now. I'll just say it like that. I'm good for now. I think I am in a good position in my life right now. Mm-hmm. And I have what I need. I don't need... let's just leave it like that. But
once.
But sure. Maybe... In the near future, I can go and just laugh beside a girl.
Colombians are very affectionate people. They don't need to do the laughing stuff. It would just be awkward.
I'll just be romantic.
You guys have
you have
the accent. You have your own style.
I've got the accent, and I got my game.
Speak a little Spanish.
Yeah, I definitely speak Spanish.
Algo romántico, Sam. Tienes una voz deliciosa.
See, I don't even know what he's saying, but it sounds. I'm seduced.
I get it. Sorry, Jordan. Don't listen to this. I didn't say nothing bad.
What'd you say, Juan?
I didn't say nothing, okay? Well, we'll just leave it like that. This is a work.
I've heard you talk to your mom on the phone before, Juan, and it's like crazy. It's very fast.
It's super fast, especially when I'm talking to my mom because she also talks very fast to me. Wait, slow down.
That's the thing. I was in a French school growing up, so I'm fluent. Mm-hmm. But when you go to France or even Quebec, this pace they talk about, like I'm perfectly fluent, but they're talking so fast, I'm trying to pick it up.
Well, it's like English for me. When I was in a school, when I was back in high school, I used to know English a little, like, hey, hello, how are you, blah, blah, and then you get here and then people are like, hey, what's going on, you got a little, and
oh,
you're
true,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
Please slow down, because it's you get used to it, right? And like some people speak faster than others, so I try really hard to make it sound more American. And American, I mean Canadian.
Well, if you watch a lot of TV, right?
No. What's that?
You watch a lot of TV helps, like picking up on language.
Yeah, it does help. It does help. But like, it's weird because I feel that like, especially now, TV kind of teach you broken English. Everyone has this like crazy slang.
English got to be so hard to learn. The amount of, we have like, 5 different words that like that will mean the same thing.
I hate it. No, you know what I hate? I hate when you got like you have one word, like sorry, I see. Sure, one word that means like 5 different things.
Yeah, like fuck.
Yes.
You're like, wait, doesn't that mean this? Isn't that a verb? You're
this?
Like, it's autumn, whatever you call
I
that.
Freaking hate.
Yeah, because English is crazy. Like that. Why do we have so many words that mean the same thing?
Or even like there, and there. Stuff like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
Like that's gotta be confusing to learn because I know people who are like Canadian 100% speak perfect English, but still don't use those in the right tense. And it drives me absolutely
drives me nuts, too.
I feel like in English class, can we change the topic? I'm like,
we're teaching you on where French is weird.
We're teaching
too.
You.
Same feminine
so
masculine.
You can go on the challenge
and talk to all these people. Hey, listen, I think if I go to a challenge, I will do really good.
What kind of reality shows do they have in Colombia? Do you think you could have done one?
We do.
But you wouldn't be Juan the Colombian. You'd be like Juan the half Canadian.
I'll be another Juan.
I'll be just another Juan. Juan the Canadian. In Colombia, he's Juan the Canadian.
Juan the Canadian, eh? Juan the Canadian, eh?
Yo, wouldn't that be hilarious if you go there and you just change
That'd
it?
That'd be freaking funny, though. But how do I make a different accent, though?
I can't say. You just said, hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
You need
some
a
maple
lot.
Syrup. No,
a
but listen. TV shows that I would do in Colombia. So we have Big Brother. Was for a little bit. I don't think
Big
I would do.
Columbia.
Yeah, but I don't think I would do good on that because the people that was in Big Brother, I just don't think I would do good. They were very like controversial, and I'm very controversial, so I'm pretty sure I would have probably fight someone to get out of that. What else they have? They have the voice.
Are you gonna be the voice, Colombia?
Yeah, they do. It's called La Voz.
La Voz.
La Voz.
Of course
we got La Voz there. He got excited. But yeah, no, it's that's the thing though. Like with me, I think I would do good. I will do good in a challenge. Listen, we're talking about English and my English sucks right now. What the heck?
Well, there's been like people on the shows like that have accents.
Camila. She was really when she Camilla started, Nader. Remember she couldn't even talk? Like she was bad.
Brazilian,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but her English was really broken. I remember Bananas being like, like it was so bad. Bro, even like
ASAP
worse than
has
me.
An accent.
Yeah, but he's like,
yeah,
well,
it was
and,
worse.
Like,
on
Turbo didn't speak very good English.
Oh,
like,
Turbo.
English
and that's why like there was one challenge that was like either it was like a trivia or it was a word you had to memorize a word or a sentence in English and it was just like Turbo's useless for this one.
I remember when one time DJ was saying something to him, like, oh yeah, Turbo, and then Turbo was like, he tried to give a speech.
This guy, I don't understand.
Me, I'm here because I want to win this challenge. And then he keeps saying something crazy. And then DJ was like, he couldn't understand what he was saying. And he's like,
yeah, whatever Turbo
okay,
just said.
Okay, with Turbo. Yeah, whatever. And then he just move on. I was like, I think I will be that guy. Which is fun. No, I'm kidding. My English is way better than like Turbo's.
Oh,
but
dude, yeah. He way
But yeah, no, I don't know, man. I want to do it. That's the main.
Like a Colombian reality show?
Studio. Sorry, we That's just
Ian,
hear.
Ian. That is Ian.
Okay, well, my staff
Ian's
is still
new,
there.
Sorry, Ian's a new guy here. Well, he's not that new.
Hopefully he doesn't take any of my staff. But anyways.
Oh,
no, I think.
Hopefully he doesn't take my stuff.
No, I think
as we're watching him take his stuff.
He just. Sorry, guys. We work with really nice people here at the studio, but it's just like,
Ian,
my
Ian
coffee.
Ian, the new guy's a burglar.
Well, no, he's quiet. I don't know.
Quarantine, it's hard times for some people, you know?
Ian was on an MTV show.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
On what?
I forget the name. It was MTV Canada.
No, he wasn't.
Ask him.
I don't talk to Ian. He's been
really
here
either.
For like 2 months.
But
and then the 2 months that he's
hours.
Been here,
yeah,
we're like,
we don't really see
quarantine.
Yeah. So, like, he was, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
It was MTV Canada. It was like a talk show.
What?
He was
well,
like a guest.
Now I need to know.
Ian's a celeb. You guys got a celeb on your staff now.
As he's like, always here.
I think he went
to. But
I
guess you can't just like yell at him.
Hey, Ian, come here. Hold on. He's checking. Jersey Shore.
Oh yeah, he had his. That's him. That's him. You stand.
Oh, but he's talking about a recap. So he's basically that's from 2011. Holy smokes!
He does comedy.
Is that him?
This is the same guy. Yo, he's like, he's got a lot of stuff online about him. Holy
oh,
God.
No, it's there. Look, that's the show. One girl and five guys. Gays.
Sorry, yeah, one girl, five gays. That's him, hosted by him.
Oh, I remember that show.
Do you remember the host, Ian Lynch?
No, I don't.
Okay, so.
Well, he was the host. Now. Yeah, it says.
Oh.
And then he has his own
that's
show.
Pretty neat.
Called
that was a pretty forward show for 2011.
Yeah, that's what it says here, 2011. Yeah, I watched it.
Yo, what the heck?
Someone told me that because it was Kendra, I think.
Yo, give me the freaking connections, Ian.
Maybe we should get him on the podcast. I don't know if he watches the challenge.
I need to get with that.
I think you guys just need to like talk to him in general and learn some things.
I say hi to him every day because we see each other in like the
kitchen.
Hey,
listen,
but
we gotta keep our social distance here. Mm-hmm. So if he's not 6 feet away from me, I'm not talking to him.
You lost your cell phone.
It's weird because, when you're a new person and you start right as this quarantine starts. So we already have like a very low amount of staff here.
Yeah, and he started in January. And then he was 1 month that he attacked. And then, everyone was gone. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't had time to actually get to know people, work with
them. Yeah.
Poor Ian. I don't know.
Well, that's crazy that he got into the studio. Sorry, Ian, if you listen to this one day, but.
Imagine being at a workplace and you're just walking the hall. You have no idea these three people are talking about him in a good way, obviously. Googling him, like talking about him.
Yeah.
Well, I only brought it up because we talked about MTV. And then I remember someone told me that.
That's funny. I'm going to attack him on this little thing.
You have
so
to find out if
me.
He watches the challenge. Like super,
100% he watched the challenge. If he's an MTV guy,
well,
I don't
MTV
think he
Canada
will be able,
is a little different though.
No, but I don't think he will be able to work for MTV without actually knowing what MTV has. So he certainly did.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger
that's
MTV
what I'm saying.
Shows.
So he definitely did watch the challenge.
Or at least heard of it. Well, like everyone, even like my girlfriend, she doesn't watch the challenge, but she knows who Johnny Bananas is. Yeah. She knew who Bananas was and she knew who I
shout out to the girlfriend. What's her name?
My girlfriend. Amy.
There we go. Shout out to Amy.
Did you like pause when trying to figure out what your girlfriend's name was?
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't,
did.
I didn't know
yes,
if I
Amy.
Wanted to like put it out there.
Amy.
Like, not that we've been official for a while, but like I just didn't know if I should put like personal stuff out.
I was looking at Nelson's face right here. I got it on the window. I'm kidding. He love you.
Did I have to think about her name? Yeah.
It took a while.
No, I just.
Oh my goodness, this love.
I'm a private person. That's all.
Yeah, he is. I never knew you were older than I. When I met Nelson, we have to finish this. We have to close this somehow. But I'll finish with this. When I met Nelson, I thought he was 20.
Yeah, baby.
And then one day, after a while, we were just having this conversation, and I said, "Like, hey, man, so how old are you?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm 20 something."
I was 27.
I think so.
Here.
When I asked you, 26? I was like, how old are you? And he's like, 20. I think when I asked you, you said you were 27.
Yeah.
And you said 27. I was like, you're lying. Like,
yeah.
How old are you? And then, so I told him my age and then he's like, oh, okay. And then he acted super cool. I was like, should I act super cool that he's 27 and I don't believe him?
Literally every person here finding, and Chelsea I knew before I worked here, so she knew.
So I went in my research with Chelsea because she actually knows someone that knows you. So I was like, hey, Chelsea, quick question. Is Nelson 27? She's like, oh, yeah. It's like,
I feel like
fuck?
I'm 40.
Bro, well, you look like a freaking 20.
Yeah, it depends. I can't grow facial hair either. So.
Me welcome either, to my so life. People don't think I'm.
Sam.
That's what gave it away.
Thanks God you don't have facial hair. Oh my goodness.
Can't grow a beard. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're not my friend anymore. Get that beard.
Well,
going.
It's also hard to tell sometimes like, with people. Like, there's also like, I was watching something about TikTok stars and there's this one girl and I was like, she's at least like, she was like living on her own and stuff. And like, I was like, okay, she's probably like early 20s. She was 16.
Well, that's the
but she
oh,
like
man.
She like cut her hair short. Ugh. So like that I don't know if that I guess that makes you look kind of mature.
It does. It's a mom haircut kind of almost.
Yeah, like it didn't look like a mom haircut, but it was more of a mature look.
Is it the Millie girl?
It was like a Victoria Beckham style hair, like, you know, when she had her hair like kind of
shorter,
medium length. I don't know what you call that.
You're asking me. I don't know.
It was about shoulder length, and it made her look way. Then they're like, yeah, she's 16. I was like, I would have said 22, 23, just the way her makeup was done too. And
so bad.
It's a scary road.
Especially on the internet.
Well, that's what is scary though, because she's 16. She still doesn't know what she's doing with her life.
Online dating, she thinks,
sure, it's so fun. Later in life.
Well.
Yeah. I have a good idea on how to close if you guys are interested.
What is it?
On what?
I think we should, well, just to bring it back to the challenge, I think we should all see what our favorite challenge couples are of all time.
Ooh. But listen, don't give it now.
It's kind of relationship-based, this one, so I feel like that's the
favorite couple.
But don't say it now. Let's hold, like, think about it.
Let's talk about it now.
No, talk about it.
There's not been that many. Are we counting hookups? Couples.
Like real relationships? Or couples?
Yeah, even if it was like a showmance for like a season.
There's been a lot though.
There's a big place in my heart for season.
Yeah, that has to be number one. That has to be number one.
Yeah. Well, Tori and Jordan I like a lot.
I did.
Tori and Jordan, Jemmy and Knight.
I saw a little YouTube video with Knight last time.
He was great TV too.
Amazing guy and such a positive guy. He was always smiling.
Yeah.
The biggest smile. I remember
him and Jemmy, they were on the same season.
That's how they met.
How the fuck has a, like, I don't understand why the hell that girl has a fear for capture. How is that fucking happening?
He used to pick on her hard.
Well, that's
too.
What I remember when he was running behind her with a bottle of Captcha, and I was like, "What? What am I watching?"
Like, in tears.
Yeah, she was like, oh, "Yeah, that's a little fucking away from me."
I've never seen anyone that's I don't even like ketchup that much. Like,
yeah, but you're not gonna run and cry like a little baby.
I'd mustard maybe, not a mustard guy.
Unless you have like a freaking allergy. You have to run for your life.
Yeah, I don't think hers was allergy. I think hers was just like, it was just a, you know, some people just have those really weird phobias. But to them, it's like the end of the world. So. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jordan and Tori are cute. I don't like
Jordan as much, but I really like Tori. So it's
a lot of people,
Jordan really like loves Tori, you can tell. So
last episode, he's like, I need Tori to win. He's like, I'm not even trying. Jordan cares more about Tori winning than he does about himself. He's won already, so I don't think he cares as much.
He likes her a lot.
He wants, Jordan's love for Tori is, he really wants her to win. He does everything for her, which is respectable. Yeah. You can't hate a guy for doing that. Yes, he's an asshole to everyone else, that other stuff. But like, there is times when Tori's like, no, Jordan, you're wrong. Like when him and Turbo, he's like, she's like, Jordan, relax, calm down, you're wrong.
Stop talking about last season.
Well, I can't, guy wants a challenge, has a challenge podcast, didn't watch last season, which was a great season. One of the better ones.
It was a good season. I don't mind Zach and Jenna either.
I like them. They fight a lot, but
I didn't
just
like
TV.
Them when they first started dating and then they broke up, and when they got back together, now I like them.
Yeah, because they both had, not so much her. She's been the same person. She's always been like a really sweet, good person. Zach has had to grow up.
Well,
he was.
So
but now he's fine, and now they're engaged,
They have cute dogs.
My headphones. What do you guys think about Nicole and Lauren? I like that.
Who?
Nicole?
Laurel?
Laurel.
Yes.
Yeah, Laurel and
what do you
Nicole.
Think about that?
That was an interesting one. That ended bad, though. That ended sour.
That ended super
bad.
Ended
very sour.
Didn't they bring Laurel on for once?
After that?
Yeah, when Nicole was on a season, they brought... And then Nicole and Laurel were on X on One X. Like, it was in the one in the winter time X.
I know they saw each other after that. And then Laurel was like, that was a mistake of me getting two girls, this and this.
Laurel
I'm back
and Bear kind of like.
All that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Like,
I was like,
early
I was
on,
thrown
right?
off by her. Yeah, I was thrown off by her being like, he's really attractive. And I was like, he's a full foot shorter than you. Not to like crap on short guys. But like.
Bear
she's not that short. She's just very tall.
My. Yeah, Laurel's like the same height as like Maddie.
So
Maddie's
tall.
A tall girl too. Yeah. Who else? I'm trying to think of relate. Like, well, Wes and Joanna back in the day, and then they got married. I think they had a house together. Wes and Joanne.
I don't know if they got married. I think they just got a house together.
Yeah, because then remember they broke up and she hooked up with Kenny. And then she was using the house against him the one season. Like, if you do this, because the house was like technically in her name or something, she's like,
the worst one was Wes and that blonde girl.
Oh, Mandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wasn't she his part? No, she was with
Kara. She was so.
Oh my god, I forgot about her.
She's always getting like this super sassy face, beachy face, being like, Wes. Someone that you spend your freaking whole show with.
Bananas, him and Nani never kind
Bananas
of, like,
has
dated.
Hook up with would... anyone. Like Angela, Camilla,
well, for the longest,
Nani.
For the longest time,
Cara
he
Maria.
Didn't because he was in a relationship. And then like a few seasons ago, he's like, yep, Bananas is back. Because then he went with Natalie. And then after that, it was Angela.
Natalie was... Ooh, boys. Damn.
From she Big Brother?
Yeah, she has like...
I was in a big...
No?
She's cute. Oof. For sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not super big on her personality. It's
kind of
eh.
Yeah.
She's really freaking good looking. She's lesbian.
Well, she's...
Is she?
No, she's lesbian. She's... Well, that's
what
she said.
Yeah, because someone outed her. One of the... Who on the challenge outed her? It was...
Was it Rachel?
Oh, yeah. That was like an after show or whatever.
Yeah, right? The after show. She's like, you outed me
who
when
was
I didn't...
It?
Wasn't ready to
Oh,
be.
Yeah. On like Twitter or something.
Who
was that?
Was that?
No.
She hated her.
It wasn't Devin.
No, it wasn't
no,
her.
No, it was a girl.
It was a girl.
Who was it?
Yeah. No, Devin's a girl. But it wasn't her.
Oh,
she's
the
nice.
Girl, Devin, yeah. Yeah, it was... It was Natalie.
I don't even
she
remember.
Oh, it was Kaylee. It was a British Kaylee girl.
Oh, yes, Kaylee.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Right. They had a big... That after show was crazy. A reunion show.
She was a good TV girl, too. Holy
Kaylee.
Shit.
Well, Bananas and hers had a little thing because who was Kaylee? She was with
Nelson. Yeah.
And then Nelson found out that her and which is, this is dumb. And guys, I don't get this. Nelson, you weren't with Kaylee at the time and she had kissed Bananas before you guys were together. And then you found out later that they had kissed before you. So yes, I get it. You don't like Bananas and you feel like he got the upper hand on you. That sucks.
Nelson
okay.
is a ladies girl. And he, not just a ladies girl.
No,
he's like
not.
An emotional
This guy
person.
Brings shame.
I know, but he's...
He sucks. He's a terrible competitor. Cold water, big deal.
Yo, that actually scared
That's
me a
true.
Little.
That
so scared
funny.
Me a little.
Bro.
When like all these big guys are trying to hold this guy that is just falling apart. Like
Here's
literally
the thing.
That
the more
his
the,
hands
the,
were like this.
The people who did it later had advantage. The more people that go, no matter the amount of ice, no, the more people that go in there later on, like there's the water gets warmer with more bodies in it.
So yeah, like, and then Tori was smart to be like, hey, guys, don't throw ice in because it'll be colder when we go next. And
yeah.
I was like, that's a smart move.
So when her two teammates were chopping, they were like, nope.
It was disgusting when they said, like, well, Wes is being himself, so he keeps... It's smart. But when they say it, I was like, oh, no.
It
because,
is smart. No.
Well, but then you see Jay and all these people swimming inside the water.
He's sterile.
Like,
it's just gross that it's someone else.
Did you see how cold it was the very last round? It was 51. And I was really like, cool.
Yeah, and like pools need to be like 80 to be like tolerable.
80?
Yeah. Most Ooh. Pools sit like growing up with a pool, it was like 80 would be like, hey, it's comfortable.
It's
but like
flexing,
when you,
Nelson. Ooh,
how's it flexing?
I'm kidding. Your pool.
How I grew up with a pool.
I went this, you know, pool at home.
But we didn't have a heater. So like when you first opened it, you had to wait literally for the sun to warm it up.
Really? At
80. So it'd take like a week of sunlight.
I used to know this shit because I was a pool staff
I used
for
to,
a hotel in Miami
really?
Back in the day. Yeah,
yeah. I used to do our pool and my two neighbors. I would check them every week, clean them every week, and then
check
sure
what the pH?
pH level. Yep. Yeah,
that's what I used to do.
Yeah, you just take the drops
a little
and stuff.
Drop
yeah.
and then yep. put it in the little thing and check in the color.
After a while, I could just eyeball chlorine.
Really? I had to do it because it was legal, like especially for hotels.
Yeah, they have to do it twice a day. No.
Yeah. And then you have to actually, like, you have to register that in, like, websites.
Write it down.
No,
yeah.
in a website.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
Like,
you
public
have to be
pools,
like, oh,
yeah.
yeah, this and this and this.
Yeah, when I was a like, swim instructor at an outdoor pool.
I have to do that, too.
Yeah,
it's crazy, though, because, like, you don't know the amount of work that is involved. In
but I will say stuff. Cold water, especially, I don't know, man, it's probably just bad for girls, but when you got the jewels down there, We know how they
act. Nelson did say, and he was just like, and my testicles went all the way inside my body immediately.
It is a weird feeling.
It is.
Because we'd open the pool, it'd be like, my mom would be like, first one in gets $20 every year because it'd be freezing cold. So like, I'd just do it anyways. And the trick is to don't wear too much clothes because that just like holds more cold water in on you. So you just be like, oh, I'm going to jump in. I'm
the
gonna
heck?
No, just wear like a small bathing suit. I'm going to jump in with like a shirt on and like, a bathing suit, but like it makes it worse. So
I gotta try it. No, I'm kidding. I jump in cold water. Actually, I jump into West Port Stanley water. Lake Huron?
Is that, I'm not from here.
So you guys say, Canadians. Look at my Canadian friends. They don't know their geography.
It's not Lake Huron. Lake Huron's the other side. They're like Grand Bend is Lake Huron.
Okay, yeah, we already know you Google it, okay?
No,
I didn't Google it. No, I worked in Grand Bend for a year. I know what Lake Bend is.
It's Lake Erie because that's the shallowest of all the Great Lakes. That's the warmest one of them all.
I jumped on that one in, what was that? April. The end of April.
Years ago. So I grew up in Oakville, which is right on Lake Ontario. Mm-hmm. I used to do the polar bear dip every year, which is like.
I want
to
do that.
And
I
Lake Ontario is deep, so it's so cold.
How bad is it?
I feel no desire to do that.
I want to do it.
Oh, I used to do it every year. It was fun.
You know what else I want to do? The hot tub in winter. I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a hot tub in the pool, and I used to go think it was fun to go in the hot tub and then jump in the pool, and it would be so cold. And then go in the hot tub, and then we dare each other to go roll in the snow and then hop back
that's
in the
hot tub. We used to do that, too. We used to, my friends, we'd roll around in the snow and then jump in the hot tub. The weirdest thing.
Does it feel good though? Like
it's
weird?
Just a weird thing to do. I don't know. It's fun.
I feel like it was probably really like not good for your body at some point.
No, listen, heard that it's really good.
It's good to jump back and forth between the two. Yeah. Athletes do it. They'll jump from like a cold pool to a warm one. Back and forth for like 5 minutes each time.
When they finish their games, they do that.
Good for recovery, and it like shocks your body.
I want to do it. Not an athlete by any means. But I want to do it.
That's the thing about the challenge too, because I always wondered this. Because eventually, I was like, at first, like it was more of these like partier guys. But now you see guys that are just jacked, ripped. Same with the girls; they're athletic, like super. Some of them aren't, but like most of them are. I was like, do they test for steroids or EPO, which is what makes you EPO is like a cardio thing. It makes you run forever.
They won't check for that because they don't need to. It's not a. It's a.
TV it's show. Not a professional sports event.
No, exactly. They're a TV show, so it can get whatever they need to.
Unless
because there was a season
they won because they're all making
where Wes used to be pretty and he's still like in good shape, but like there was like and like you can do that with hard work too, but it takes a while. And like I always wondered,
he came back really buff one time.
What if you like take like you said EPO, which makes you literally be able to like run forever?
I think they do.
Granted, there's you couldn't no take way. It while you were on the show, but like before, like.
Listen, I'm working on something to get someone on this. I got that already. I'm Colombian. I'm working on someone then. That sounds better. I'm working to get someone on the show that knows a lot about the challenge. I'm not going to give that too much away because if you're listening to this podcast, I don't want you to know who that person is.
Yes.
It's still on the talks because, you know, like, it's very hard, especially now that the show is airing. So everyone has to get these people on air or whatever. But if we get them, that's one of the questions we need to ask them. If they seen someone after
taken. Do you have a crush on her, Juan?
Oh, you're confirming that it's a her?
Not or him. Well, I know.
Or him?
I know Juan. And knowing Juan, it's got to be one of the
I'm not going to go talk to Wes. Hey, Wes, I need to get you
I
on.
Would love to talk to I've been a fan of his.
Yeah, but to get to him, it's probably like 5 managers. And then you got to get
to
NTV.
He's on social media a lot.
Yeah, but like he's... Bro, he has a manager for sure, for social media. Like someone that runs his... And someone that like...
Wes is in a good position because he was an entrepreneur. And like even early on when he had all... He used to leave seasons for his businesses. He set himself up so that now he just does the challenges for fun and makes money.
He does it just for exposure.
Cream with bananas.
Bro, these people, listen, it's the same as we do here in radio. People that are in the, in general, we like attention. You know what I mean? So yeah, likes that attention. And he's an attention seeker. And he's getting it from the show. He has the money. He doesn't fucking care about the money. That's why he doesn't care about women. But he just
does it for his own personal entertainment.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh shit, I'm gonna go do something with my life. You know, it's like all people go into Tim Hortons to talk to other people. Sorry, that was a really bad example, but yeah, it's that. It's like, what is he gonna do if he stays at home? Nothing.
So Juan, who is your biggest challenge crush of all time? Sorry, I'm changing.
My biggest challenge crush. It's a very, like, it's a hard question to answer, and I'll tell you why. Because I have a crush, like a mentally crush, like someone that
on
I actually
person?
Like, and in a person, like,
well,
as
that's
a person.
What I mean, like, overall.
Oh,
like
overall?
Looks
okay, so
person.
Overall. I know you want me to, like, you want me to say Maddie. She's amazing. She's so beautiful. She's actually really good. Like, she has a great personality, but I think we haven't seen enough from her.
Yeah.
Like,
she's still kind of quiet.
She's new. Like, she's been in three challenges.
It's her second, I think.
Or second, yeah. So she hasn't been in too much. And you know, you and me know, and Sam does too. The challenges change every time. So, like, this challenge we're seeing a nice Maddie. Next challenge, we're probably going to see another. So, like, I don't know her still that much to say, like, oh, she's, like, amazing. She is great so far.
So, whole package then. Like, looks, whatever you want. Personality.
No, you go first. Let me think. You already, if you're asking me a question, you probably know.
Tough of all time. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
I already.
Well, Tori is come up because she's got a great personality. She's funny. She's goofy. Pretty. She's competitive, which is great, too. She's just like, although she did on her season or the one, she did like cheat on whatever. I think
she grows as a person.
Anyways, yeah, I'd say just because of the personality, everything, like she's herself, like she's a goofball. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm probably forgetting some.
Well, Torres, it's a good pick.
I'd probably.
What about you, Sam?
It is hard.
There's more guys to choose from, hard. I feel like, because there's so many more characters.
There's more assholes. Guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just... Like, all, like a lot of
girls
the guys'
like
personalities
that.
Like, aren't. No. No, we don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
no,
do.
Naive girls like jerks.
Girls like to change
talk,
that
talk
mentality.
To them, talk
no.
to them.
Listen, girls like to change that mentality.
Well, some challenge is tough, like you were saying, because it's TV. So their character aren't necessarily who they are. Like some people are who they are, but like a lot of those people, like, you know,
or like even people with the good personalities aren't necessarily like my flavor look wise. So it's like
that's why I'm saying like the whole package.
It would be tough. I used to like when I was like a teenager. Really like Kenny. I had a big crush on Kenny.
Oh, Kenny was a beauty.
I think all of us.
Like,
I have a crush on him.
Mr. Beautiful, right? Didn't they call him Mr. Beautiful?
Yeah, Mr. Beautiful.
Mr. Beautiful,
yeah.
And he runs like a really special CrossFit thing in New York.
Yeah, I like Kenny too. I just Kenny. We miss him on the.
I would talk about him.
I like, love Kenny. Kenny, Evan, and Johnny, when they had their little dynasty there, those are the best challenges.
And they still get together. They're still bros.
Yeah, them fighting against Wes every time.
That was the best.
Yeah, Kenny, I can see a lot of girls. They were in him.
And he also has, he has such a nice personality.
He's kind of funny.
He was like kind of a bit of like a weenie, but like not as much as like obviously bananas and that. So
he wasn't as loud.
He
wasn't as loud, but he was still kind of an asshole, but in a funny way. Like
in a funny way,
he would poke fun
at
the girls charming, I think.
I like. Well, what about now? So that's your pick? So Kenny?
Yeah, I think that's my pick. Like I like Joss too, actually. Like he seems like
that dude's
an actual
stud.
Smart, like nice guy.
Yeah, he sucks at playing the game though, I would say. Like he plays too much his emotions. And the thing about Joss is, I don't know if I've said this before, but like when I first saw him, I was like, oh, he's just some pretty dude. And then when he competed against Derek in that
the heart that he put into
this guy
it,
was
ta-
oh damn. Man, I was like, respect to Josh, he's a real competitor.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah,
for me, man, listen, I
trying to think of all the Latin girls.
Funny enough, I like. I'm sorry to listen. I'm sorry for all the Latina girls that are out there listening to this. I'm not very into Latina. My last ex girlfriend.
She was Latin.
No, she was Ukrainian.
Oh, yeah, it's not Latin at all.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not into.
But all the girls that you say are like good looking for the most part. One, like, are. Like have similar features, like they all have dark hair.
You're so right. When we were at the wine and food show, this guy, girls would walk, which is ironic where I met my girlfriend. This guy, girls would walk by and he'd be pointing like every single one. They did all look very, very similar.
Listen, but
you have a type.
But that's the thing. Yes, I do have a type, but I always go for the older one. I don't know if that makes sense. So I do like, sure. I look at a girl like the one. You guys have seen
it's really hard
Too Hot
to
Handle?
One, Too Hot to Handle.
So,
oh, yeah.
So the Canadian girl, I like her. Like, I think she was pretty. She was like.
I want to check how many followers. When I first looked at her Instagram, she had like 400,000.
She's a million now. Over a million.
1.9.
Yeah. And Harry has over a million too now.
Yeah. Oh, she has a picture with
But him. Listen, so that's the thing. So like, I think that's something that I enjoy looking. But it doesn't mean that I will go for that.
Her personality.
When
is,
I see a beautiful girl, I would say like, desire. Oh my God, like, yeah, she's a good looking woman. But it doesn't mean that I want to be with that woman.
A girl
you know,
like
I
her
just,
would give
I just
me
think
anxiety.
She's cute.
She
yeah, like her, she's crazy, 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 crazy. But anyways, so to get my pick, I think I will go with, and you guys are going to laugh about this, and I don't care. But I like her goofiness. I like that she's emotional. I like that she's very kind of like laid back. Paula.
Oh, mm-hmm. Paula was a great girl.
I like her personality a lot for sure. Yeah,
I love her personality. I think she was like.
She's funny.
One of the ones that like was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she was always like. Just so real about everything. She cried when she needed to cry. She was mad when she needed to get mad. It was different and it felt good. And I was like, oh shit, I miss this girl. Like thinking about it now, it's like, she would be like a good TV show girl.
What
right
was
now.
Her nickname? They had a nickname. It was like Paula something. They would
yeah,
call her. Paula. I forget it.
Yeah, but if it wasn't her, I will go for Jenna. I think Jenna is another one that I.
Sweet girl.
Yeah, see, they have similar personalities.
Yeah.
Like, very sweet.
Looks wise, not my
thing, very, like, when they go into relationships, they put their
200%. Jenna seems like she would be, like, yeah. That's why Zach wiped her up.
And then if you look at both of them, they actually, they don't look alike, but that's my type.
No, they don't look like your normal type of person that
but,
you
But that's my type. That's, when yeah. I date someone.
It's
like,
also hard to have a type.
It's
like
so hard.
It's so when you say like when I say type, it's so broad. Like it's not like
yeah,
narrowed down
true.
To like this is what she has to look like. This is how she has to be. This is how she has. To
and that's
this.
What I'm saying. Like for me, I could say like, oh, I enjoy looking at this, but then I end up with someone completely different. If you look at all my ex-girlfriends, it's funny enough.
Oh yeah,
but they look.
They're all same.
No. Before they look all the same. After they all different. Like yeah. You seen them. You met Julie in person. You seen my ex before Julie, I show you, like, she's, like, darker hair. Mm-hmm. Then the one before was blonde. So, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I don't have a type.
Same. They're all different for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
well,
like.
Well, sometimes it's all about just going and seeing what you don't like.
Yes.
You
I think
know?
That's
like,
more important.
Not necessarily physically, but.
No, but, like, when you get to this point, like, our age, I suppose, I feel like you dated enough people to figure out, like, what you want
that's
and, like,
exactly
what's
it.
Not going to work for you.
But that's but don't you think, okay, listen, and I don't know if you guys are into a point yet in life that I am, but I feel that looks are secondary at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Like for me, sure, it's good to have someone that looks good
well,
because you need to have that
have
fire.
Physical attraction.
Yeah, you need
yeah.
to have that fire, that physical attraction.
It's just not everything.
It's not all. And that's the thing with before, I used to be that kind of person. because I've been in this crazy industry for a very long time now. I think it was like 15 or 16 years that I've been like doing stuff like this. So it's like you get into a BS of believing like, oh, you gotta be with someone that looks good.
I used to think it was 50-50. Like it's like, oh, you know, like it's gotta be like the, you know, like for but me, it's not 50-50. Like, it's
Man, for me now, like sure, it's so awesome that look once like looks good for you, but it's more important for me to have a decent conversation with someone, have a good time with someone, someone that is like enjoying life. Yeah, someone that it just gives me that peace.
Yeah,
that
positivity is a very
Positivity is everything, in my opinion. Because
I think so too.
Look at now. We're living in like messed up world.
I've been with like negative.
Oh, it's bad though, because if you think about like again now. Think about someone that is negative. And I respect all the mental issues that is going on out there because that's part of it. But yeah, it's just like you need to be positive though, because this is not gonna be the last time that we get news like this. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
There's gonna be times that you're gonna have a bad time just because I don't know, you got fired. If you're negative, then you're gonna just sink yourself into.
Speaking of Nick, you know who I thought was I was the most attracted to? She wasn't on the challenge, but she was on Are You the One? Shanley. And when she did Second Chances too, I thought she was the most beautiful girl, she has the worst personality. She is the most negative person. What?
Just pull that off in the computer, girl.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Shanda
the panda. Yeah, she's got tattoos. I like her when she was blonde. She's like this was like
Okay, listen.
Juan's gonna say it looks kind of
yes, it does. Similar especially to my girlfriend. Go up a little.
Not similar, but they have this
the blonde, one.
That's close.
Oh
not
my
the eyes.
God.
Not the eyes, but yeah. Even with the septum.
She looks just like your girlfriend, man.
Just like
it's very close.
Yeah,
like,
so
but like a better personality.
Oh yeah. More humble, more everything. Yeah. Oh so Shanley, I was so and she but yeah, and even on her season, like on that Second Chances, Are You the One, where it was kind of like a challenge, Are You the One? She was with that guy who was her. She was so mean to that dude. She seemed like the worst.
She was. I know, yeah. I agree with you because I was like, oh, this girl's kind of got a cool style. And then she started being so negative, and I'm like, oh, I don't like her.
She's so attractive. Yeah, I still follow her.
Hey, stop. You cannot look. You have a girlfriend. What?
That was MTV.
Listen, it's funny because I hate when relationships they do that. Like you're licking and you get a girlfriend, bro. Like I'm not.
Oh well, I don't
it.
Do
I'm
that anyways.
Like, yeah, I know, but respect. Still, it's nothing. It's exactly it's respect. So like, oh, hold on, go up. 1 second. Who was that guy? No, go up. Here. No, go up. There's a guy there that a little more. Go up a little more. Who's that?
Oh, he was from Mario. He was on like one season.
Challenge too. He had a brother, Dario.
Yeah,
I forgot
Dario.
About that guy.
Dario, yeah. And he dated what's her name?
They were on the same season, I think, with Shanley. Or no, maybe
Dario dated some from the challenge.
Oh yeah.
Did he? Nani?
Yeah. No, maybe it was Nicole.
Nani goes for all the rookies.
I know. She does.
He dated Banana's partner. The blonde girl's name. Ashley.
Did he though?
Oh, Ashley.
Other Ashley.
What are? I'm so confused. Right?
Ashley
there's so
K.
many
there's like
Ashleys.
A blonde Ashley. And Ashley she was on, K. I think like two challenges. I think.
Is that the one she was with Zach on The Real World? Ashley K.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Ashley
yeah.
K.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, yeah,
she was pretty cool. Yeah. No personality on her either.
she was good.
she won the first
her,
season.
Like,
she did with
the one and only
Frank.
Did she do more?
Yeah, the first season she did of the wasn't she on that challenge where it was with Zach and Frank?
Yeah,
and,
but then she
it was
another
Battle
one?
Of the Seasons,
and they won it as
won,
rookies.
Yeah,
they were the first
did she did another challenge
it.
Or just
yeah,
she
did like
though.
One or two after that, but she was kind of like
she got kicked off pretty early, I feel, or something. She wasn't very like a super strong player.
Yeah, and she wasn't very loud or anything.
I miss that freaking crazy guy from that Battle of the whatever.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank was
a
wild
Frank.
He was just like an emotional guy too.
It's like that kind of guy that you hate but you love. You're like,
yeah,
oh
like
my
he's
God,
a good person, but he's just an.
Oh, he's a roller coaster.
He was the same when he was on The Real World, though. Like, yes. I don't think his personality changed at all.
He was the same person, which I respect. It's like, well, you know.
A little too wild.
You do you.
Yeah. Okay, Nelly, what do you think? Should we call it off this one or what?
I think
we have been talking for like what? How much we have?
An hour.
An hour.
Well, again, thank you, Nelly. Thank you, Sam, for being here.
I love how we cover so much on the show. It was like challenge, and it just went totally personal, which is cool.
But that's the thing, right? Like it's just we're getting through everything, and it's fun that we do this stuff. Thank you guys for actually joining and doing all this with me, because
it's
so fun. You know what I mean? It's just good to
I love talking about this.
And that's the thing, though. It's good to talk about the stuff that you are passionate about with someone else that is also passionate about.
Yeah, and like I said, I went so long not knowing any people really who watch the challenge. Now I know so many who are just as passionate too.
And this thing is actually what's that? Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say my two friends who I like recap with. Like I sent them both a podcast last week, and they were like, my one friend texted me all the corrections, all the stuff we didn't know.
Oh, really? Why you don't send those to us? Send those to us so we can actually talk about it and correct himself.
She's like a Wikipedia for like Bachelor and like the challenge.
I'm a Bachelor guy. I was late to. I only started watching The Bachelor like the last couple of seasons. That's a good one.
Yeah,
especially if you're a guy.
Yeah, and they have a new Bachelor on right now.
I need to watch Listen to Your Heart. There's two episodes, right?
Yeah, there's two episodes.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'll watch those again.
Listen, Sam, what's
I heard it was good. Everybody.
I just hate I'm going to hate everyone.
I hate all I'm going to watch it, but like and it's good that
well, that's kind of
like hate them all.
Too hot to handle. I didn't necessarily like anybody other than the one British girl I felt was very real.
What?
I forget her name.
The Irish girl.
The Irish girl, she just didn't do anything. That's my thing.
She didn't, but she was like nice.
Oh, super sweet, yeah.
They're all just big, giant idiots.
Well,
I don't know.
Reality TV.
It's not that hard to not have sex or kiss for a month for $100,000.
What do you mean? 000? It is very hard, though. Come on.
It would
for
be
$100,000?
Yes, it's still very hard.
It would be tempting.
Sam, you're with this. Think about, like, not think about in
and
love,
you're
Sam, that you're right
all
now.
Day and
think about, like,
and
single Sam. In an island
not a
full
nice
of good looking. No, but listen, it's true though. Like, think about when you were single with an island full of everything that you need in life.
Here's my thing. I'm going to stop you one. I'm married to the money, so I could do it. I don't
listen,
need no. I'm not. My only relationship
I,
is with that
saying,
money.
I just say, for $100,000, I absolutely could do it.
Yeah, that wouldn't. I feel like that wouldn't be that hard.
No, I don't think it's that hard. I don't think it's that long a time. Originally when the show started, it said like, oh, get ready, enjoy your summer. And I was like, they had to be there for 3 months. And
that's
I was like, they're
doable.
All going to die.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you guys have to think that they pick people that are like that. People that is like to sleep around. People that are more into that craziness life. Like that
these
accountant
people came
guy.
Out of the woodwork for this show, I tell you.
It was a random mix.
It was really weird.
I don't know where they
found
like
the accountant
this.
Guy.
The he, what?
The accountant?
Oh, he was the only one taking the money serious?
Yeah, but what was his name?
Kells.
Kells.
Oh, Kells, yeah.
He was giant.
It was funny because
I thought the British guy was so positive.
I wish he gets into a challenge.
David.
He was so positive.
Man, the way he walked
I
off from that relationship.
People from Too Hot to Handle and put them on the challenge.
Oh, they're going to put it. For sure.
I think, I'm trying to think. That's when I'd watch Are You the One? I'd be like, okay, like who's going to be on the challenge?
On the challenge? Yeah, I do the same thing all the time.
I'm like, who are they going to take? We need a new Are You the One, but
yeah,
they won't put
that
on until the challenge is over. Well, they did one last season.
Didn't they lose last season? That was like the only one that lost.
Was that the one where
one
everyone
season?
Was bi?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
I did that one.
No offense to those people, but I could not get into that season.
It was different.
It was different. Yeah.
I couldn't get into
it. But there was a season where they were the only ones that didn't get it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't win any. They're the only people who didn't win
horrible.
Any money.
Yeah,
like,
and
wow.
Like some of them like pull it out at the last minute. Like you don't think they're going to.
I didn't finish. Show
I didn't finish the last season either, but like
they didn't win the money.
I think the last season won, but there was a season where it was
two seasons ago. I think
it was like 2 seasons ago, and
I think it was Tori's
only season didn't win.
Was it Tori's? No, they won.
I think it was one of the first. I think it was the first one that they didn't win.
No, the first one that was with Shanley. Shanley was on the first one, right? Or was that second?
Yeah, they won.
Yeah.
I don't know which
the
one
first two
on,
won. I think it was the third season that didn't win.
Oh
and then
God.
The last two, and then the last two have won. I think there's five seasons.
Hopefully, Sam's
friend is not gonna be like,
she will. I don't. She sends me corrections. So.
Well, the Bachelor like, stuff. I wish you knew the Bachelor one because there's some good drama going
on
now.
I want to know one of the corrections that she sent you. Go look for it now before we close it.
We couldn't remember the name of the guy that Nicole was with on X on the Beach, and it was Chad from the Bachelor.
Chad. Yeah, he got like a charge recently too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's crazy. He like was crazy on the Bachelor too.
I thought he was funny on X on the Beach. Like he took nothing serious. He's like, yeah, whatever. Listen, like all the time. I thought he was funny.
I forgot the name, but I remember the guy. Chad. Remember I said he was crazy.
You know how like people
blah,
like
blah,
he's
blah.
A Chad? That guy's a Chad. Yeah.
That guy is Chad.
He got named perfectly.
Chad. Do you remember another one?
What else did she say? About the Bailey and Swaggy C thing, because I couldn't remember if they won Bachelor at all. Neither of them won.
It was Big Brother, right? Yeah.
Listen.
Big Brother. Big Brother. They came in 11th and 15th.
Oh. I thought, usually when they bring these big, like, I know Josh won, I know Natalie won, even, like, Morgan.
Polly won.
Yeah, they bring, like, the winners, and then, obviously, it's a different game, so they have to adjust.
I wasn't part of that one, so I feel good.
Yeah, no, like, Swaggy went home, like, the third week, and then Bailey went home and, like, came in, like, 11th.
They
must
have. How did they get? It must have been good TV. And they're
weird. Want to know what the gossip is? The gossip is because the reason why they're on is because they made, like, good TV because she got pregnant, like, the second week of Big Brother.
Oh, yo, someone told me that. My friend is a big, big brother fan.
She got pregnant on this show?
She's the only person to ever get pregnant on the show.
I think they just hand out birth control at the door of the challenge.
How do you tell that story to your kid?
It's kind of a good story.
They,
like, hey,
it's different, but how do you say it?
Wait, that's with Swaggy C's kid, right?
Yeah, so unfortunately that didn't end up going through all the way.
Oh, that sucks.
But, like, that was the big, like, why they were kind of really big in media and everything like that. Because she's the first person ever.
So there's
like,
ratings.
Got pregnant on Big Brother.
Ratings. Yeah, because some people are just on the show for ratings. Do you know who I never understood who was when Veronica did those last? Like, she was from she was from, like, Inferno or Gauntlet. She was from way back. But then they brought her back. Like, God, she would do nothing.
Katie.
Yeah, you don't compete well. You're just there to, like in your. Veronica,
I don't know if you remember,
like, it didn't make
CT
sense.
CT used to. Like
I thought the same thing about Anissa, but Anissa's actually kind of playing
she's
smart.
Yesterday she competed.
Oh, she did great. Yeah. And Anissa's she's actually like smart. So like Anissa makes sense.
But yeah, no, I remember
she's not
when,
like the drama
when they
girl.
Veronica and CT was so pissed at her.
Oh,
you gotta stop drinking wine.
Start
that's
running.
All you
training.
Do, go run. Like,
that
go
would drive
run,
me nuts.
Blah, blah.
I could be with a partner who wasn't like. It's the same thing when Wes had D. D wasn't the best, but like she tried. Veronica never tried that, and I understood CT there. Like, you could say, oh, he's being a little too much.
So
no,
upset with that.
That is the
though?
Worst thing ever. Like, if I'm trying and you're not, like, you're just here to have a good time when I really want to win. Like, yeah, you want to win, but you're not trying. Like, whereas, like, D wasn't necessarily the best, but she tried, and she tried proving people wrong, and I respect that a lot. Whereas Veronica.
And now she has proved people wrong. Like, I think she does.
Yeah, but now she's
well
gotten
now.
A little arrogant.
I don't
think.
Like
she
D.
came into this season
Let's
a little.
Just stop talking
I don't
about
dislike
D.
Oh, no. I was proud of D last season. Proved a lot of people wrong.
I haven't watched last
season.
She
did.
Season, so,
I just don't like her whole thing with Rogan this season and how it's like circling around that.
That's a weird
listen,
dynamic.
She's turning into this good athlete that she was and good competitor.
She's
to, like
mentally.
A TV show girl. Like, that's it. She's,
where did
she's,
she come from? What show? Australian?
Survivor Australia, I think.
Survivor? Yeah. Australia, though. Interesting.
But everyone's
if I'm
so scared
mistaken.
When she came. Yeah, that's what.
So she. I wonder, yeah, it's probably similar.
You're going to get an email, or not email, very old.
You're
going to get a message from your friend. Well, she came back from this.
I wish. I got to watch Listen to Your Heart, Juan. We should watch that.
Listen to Your
Heart. We start talking about that one. It's like a Bachelor-type spinoff show, but it's musical, right? Like, they're all singers? They're all artists.
Yeah, they're all singer-songwriter, like, artists. That's, like, their main job for the most part. But, like, there's also
it's
such
a
dating. An age range.
Is it dating? Really?
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It's like, what's the one, the Love is Blind? It's like, the girl wouldn't stop bitching that she's 34. Her buddy was 24 or something like
Jessica
that.
Jessica was
I
her
saw
name.
The, I saw the best meme and it's like, COVID-19 happened because Jessica was 34.
It was like, there's one thing, it was like, happy, well, everything else except to Jessica from Love is Blind. She's the worst.
It was, yeah. You know what it was at? When they did the reunion? And then she's like, so
I
upset.
I love
everything.
That. I love that. She was the worst.
She's She's the, her dog drinks wine though, so that's pretty funny.
Is that a good thing?
Apparently
I,
is.
What, I was
apparently
like,
is.
Why does dog like it?
Sparkling wine. Huh?
Okay.
Glass of red wine.
What is it now? What do we have?
We're almost like 12 hour 20.
Jesus.
Cool. Yeah, we can wrap this up Christ. Because actually I have stuff to do.
You gotta work. You gotta work. I gotta go do my things too. Again, Nelly, Sam, thank you so much for being here. For whoever is listening to this, go follow Nelson. He's gonna, you know, appreciate it. He has a girlfriend, so I cannot mention more. Like, oh yeah, he's a good looking dude because he's actually a good looking dude. If you don't mind just looking at good pictures and just you know,
I don't
just
post
being
myself
there.
Online. So
yeah, whatever. If you just wanna go creep someone else. Yeah, you just post stuff from concerts, which is...
Yeah, my Instagram's just concert.
Anyways, and then if you want to go creep Sam, she's a very good-looking woman too. She's also almost married. So please don't send any gross message to her. And
it's my dating anniversary tomorrow.
Is it?
Oh, big day.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, COVID anniversary.
Quarantine anniversary.
Yo, how long have you guys been together?
2 years.
Holy.
Two or, did you say two or three?
Three.
Wow,
two.
That's awesome.
Two?
Yeah.
Two, what? Well, happy anniversary for you and Jordan.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully you guys have fun and you guys get to see each other and have a lot of little quarantine babies. And I don't know what you do.
Oh my God. All right. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Anyways, thank you so much, guys. And then, yeah, if you guys want to just leave us your comments. Just go for any of our social media. You're going to find that here. I'm actually going to put all our social medias. If you're listening to Spotify, Apple Music, just share that with whoever watched the challenge. And if you don't want to share it, then I don't care. So have fun and have a good weekend, guys.